episode 11 of the Road to Change podcast. My name is Matthew McVarish and I'm the European Ambassador for Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sexual Abuse. And with me, as always, is the man himself, Stego McGyver.
Stego, I'm here. Nice to meet you again.
So we're talking to you live from Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria.
In the orange room.
In the orange room, yeah.
It's quite orange.
Do you want to explain why we're in the orange room, Stego?
Yeah, we had to find an apartment and it was, the name of the apartment was Orange Tower or something like that. So I just assumed it was the name of it. But then when we got into the apartment, I mean,
it's orange.
Everything is orange.
There's orange everywhere you look. It's a smorgasbord of orange.
Yeah, smorgasbord.
But we were staying in, we live in Avon when we're on the road. But when we reach the city, we have to get out of the van. So we were staying in this wonderful hostel. And it was beautiful. The showers were cold and the toilets didn't work, literally. So,
yeah.
But
the best part was it was called elegance.
Well, indeed, that I felt elegant living there.
It was decently priced, and it said elegance hostel. And I was like, yeah, let's go for that one. But
yeah,
it was a big mistake.
And we don't ask for much. I mean, Obviously, we're on the road here. We're living on your donations, so we appreciate any roof over our head that we can get. But we couldn't really take much more of that place.
No.
It was a hostel. We do sometimes, we all carry equipment, like laptops and stuff. But in hostels, you have to be hyper secure with your belongings. Because if we lose even this computer that we're recording the podcast on, then there'll be no more podcast.
No more blogs.
Yeah. So. But if you had caught last week's podcast, once I reached Sofia, it was a couple more days before I could start walking, before we could start the meetings.
You got here on the Thursday, didn't you?
Yeah, because Roddy was walking with us, and then Roddy flew home, and then all the meetings and press and stuff we're going to be doing here didn't start for a few days, so I've already started the walk to Athens, but we're now hanging about this weekend because Stego's found us a journalist who wants to speak to me, and the Road to Change is an awareness project, first and foremost.
So. Yeah, she's a freelance journalist for some top magazines and some top newspapers, so take care of that.
And that's what it's all about. Obviously, it's walking around Europe is the vehicle I get. Well, it's not in a vehicle, but that's the vehicle with which I raise awareness.
Yeah.
But it's about the awareness raising. It's about reaching the government. So when we get offered a meeting, the walk goes on hold until we do that.
Yeah.
So
we're still 2 days ahead.
We're still 2 days ahead.
It will take 11 or 12 days to reach Athens, and we have 3 weeks.
And that'll be Athens, wee city, number 20.
20, yeah.
And so far, knock on wood, I've managed to reach every city on schedule.
Yeah.
So, but I'm a bit nervous about this next walk because it's some serious, serious mountains with legendary bears and snow.
Yeah.
But hey, it's been a great week in Sofia.
It's been raining a lot, though.
We've had constant rain for a week and a half now.
So.
But that's fine. I mean, at least I'm not walking in the rain. It's fine to be washed. Hopefully, it will stop by the time I'm actually on the road again. But it's been, for the Road to Change, it's been a productive week. We have three kind of targets on Road to Change. The first is awareness, like media, newspapers, and television. The second is political, reach the government. And the third is the NGOs to try and encourage international collaboration. And this week, we've kind of hit, we've ticked every box, to be honest. So it's been good. And we've ticked the boxes in the sense we've met these people and we've engaged with them. But, regards the outcome of change, when we met the Minister of Justice and we explained, what our hopes were for achieving change and what change we're trying to create, their advice was, if you went to the European Parliament and they directed the Bulgarian government to change it, then they would. But perhaps they're not going to listen to stuck-up actor who's going to walk here from Scotland and expect people to listen to him. So
probably not.
But that was okay. They gave me their attention and they said they wished me luck, but there wasn't much inkling that there was an urgency for change. It's a really different world here in many, many ways. It's the EU, so of course we're all members of the EU, and that comes with a certain basic standard that everyone's trying to reach. But the legislation over here is so different in some respects. Like, for instance, this country doesn't recognise male rape. Apparently, according to legislation, it can't happen. Of course, it does happen. There's 9 million people in this country. But Unfortunately for the victims of that circumstance, there's not much legal standing to have much action taken. So we're so grateful this week to the support of the British Embassy. And Her Majesty's Ambassador, Jonathan Allen, walked with me with all of his staff, which was great. And we got talking, and the British Embassy, they do a lot of things in every country. But one of the things they do is try and support progression in legislation. So we met their political officer from the embassy, and now they're going to add abolishment of the statute of limitations on child sexual abuse reporting cases to the agenda that the British government are going to push here in Bulgaria. So we didn't manage to change the law, but we managed to get the British Embassy to add that to something they're going to work on changing. So it's good. We've had it prioritised within the people in the country who are, I don't want to say our allies, but, you know, the British people who are going to remain here after Road to Change moves on. Hmm. And it's not about Britain pushing a foreign policy into this Bulgaria. It's not about that. It's about all the kids in the EU having the same rights and the same opportunity for justice and obviously the same environment, healthy environment eventually that we can hopefully create for all the millions of kids. But yeah, so that was fun. But yeah, what have you been doing this week, Stiggle? I've been doing a lot of running about with Mandy Bob's meetings and one thing after another, really.
I've been trying to find an apartment. That's,
yeah. It's actually quite an expensive city in that respect.
Yeah. Really bad. Bucharest, it's like 50 quid a night. It's like, why?
Yeah, we ended up not paying that, but no. You know, because we try the charity angle.
Yeah.
We are spending money that people donated, so we try not to. We do nothing exuberantly. So
yeah.
But it's just been a bit unfortunate weather-wise. It's a beautiful city, and obviously we're here at Easter, and it's quite a Christian city. It's mostly Christian Orthodox. We can't do much about that, but the whole place is shut. So we just need to go. Oh well. If you're walking around Europe, the chances of arriving in every city when it's perfect timing politically and climate wise, it's impossible. So sometimes we're lucky, sometimes we're not. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So what else have we been doing? We met met UNICEF, which was great. UNICEF exists in a number of EU nations. We met them in Slovakia, so we're meeting a different wing this week. They were really, really nice. We met the lady who's in charge of communications for UNICEF, and when she heard that we were doing an awareness project, that she was excited to meet us, and we talked about how UNICEF have recently launched a national campaign for awareness about domestic violence. And sexual abuse of children is considered under the kind of banner of violence. So it's included kind of tentatively within their campaign, but we talked about in future when they do another comprehensive campaign, we'd like to stop the silence. We'd like to collaborate with them to Dr. Pamela Pine, who's the founder and CEO. She has a PhD in international public health communication. So and behind that we have all the access to the most up-to-date research that exists on the kind of neurological impact of sexual abuse and the kind of, you know, just all the different ways that it affects your life. So, and a lot of that stuff is quite new information for a lot of people. So Stop the Silence would like to be involved when UNICEF do another campaign to raise awareness specifically of child sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird here. Like, I don't want to say weird in a bad way, but for me it's a culture shock because it's not that they're, when you meet the government, like we met about five very high up people in the police here, in the delinquency unit. And I carry these little flyers that say, you know, it's World Health Organization statistics. 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18. And that's international statistics. And they're actually conservative estimates. It's probably higher than that in reality. But that's what we can see officially. And that's the case in every EU country. But when we showed this to the authorities, they just said, well, not in Bulgaria. And you, sitting in their office, you can't really argue with that. You can't say, well, you know, yes, it does happen, but you just have to go, well, I don't know your country, okay. Yeah, but what's frightening for me is, you know, for all the victims of child sexual abuse in this country, and there is 9 million people, so there must be a lot of, sadly, a lot of victims here of and survivors. It's frightening for me to witness that kind of stance from their authorities. because either it means that they're denying that that's the case, or they just don't realise that's the case. But you would hope that the people in charge of your rights, the people in charge of changing the laws that affect you, are, or at least want to be, as knowledgeable about the reality as can be. So it's been, for me, interesting, because, I mean, if someone says that's not what happens here, then surely we can go, great, because what I'm telling you is horrific statistics. We'd love it not to be the case here. But if that isn't the case here, then, you know, there must be something wonderful about the society here that they've managed to nail this and remove it from society or reduce it in a way that no other country in the world has. So, yeah. But hopefully, you know, we're going to keep walking. We're going to, when we get to Geneva, meet as many policymakers as we can, make as much noise as possible, and then, you know, if the European Parliament elected to abolish this law, then apparently the government in Bulgaria would consider it. Well, they said they would adhere to it, so that would be the route they advised.
Yeah,
advised us to go. So yeah, so other than that, Stiggle, just a whole lot of walking ahead of us.
Yeah. It's quite far to Athens, isn't it?
It's nearly as far as it was from Budapest to Bucharest. Yeah. It's going to take me nearly three weeks. But I'm excited because there's not as many dogs, not as many wild dogs.
I've only seen a couple here in the city.
Yeah. But where are we? We're nearly at the halfway point of distance.
Yeah.
Well over the halfway point in time, and we're well over the halfway point in cities. So although I've only got like 12 cities left to reach, or 13, I can't remember. Yeah, there's more walking ahead of me now than cities. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see.
But so I think it's been a successful week for Road to Change, in the sense that we did everything we could do, and you know, we're still hanging on to do some extra awareness raising. But it's just, for me, it's strange to raise awareness of something that I understand is the truth.
Mm.
And to be met with people who, like journalists and authorities, who are just really in a different place. And it's not, they're not like stubbornly saying no. It's like just a complete different orientation about it, just saying, no, not here. That's not the case here. And that's fascinating for me, but frightening at the same time. So yeah, so that's been our experience this week. But, you know, it feels like in the future there's going to be some exciting opportunity for change that we can still be involved in. Well, stop the silence. Yeah. But as you can hear, it's just Stego and I, because we're about to go back on the road. But Mandy Bobbs, who is the third leg of our stool, she is just at the other side of the city. But as it's never stopped raining, we thought, you know, just send us a wee update where you are, reporting on the scene, because I think Mandy's been working so hard this week, and it is Easter weekend. We thought, just chill out, send us an update, and we'll stick it in. So let's hear from wee Mandy Bobbs.
Hello everybody, I am in my pyjamas recording this on my phone on the sofa. I'm going to send this over to Matt, who's in the centre of Sofia somewhere. I'm having a nice chilled day off after a very busy week. Sofia actually panned out very nicely. We got two NGOs, UNICEF and Lumos, shared some information with them, and there's potential for future collaboration with Stop the Silence and the distribution of the children's educational book, My Body Belongs to Me. Hello, Gabby.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Gabriella, my second couch surfer host here in Sofia. She's just handed me some strawberries. This day could not get any better. What was I talking about? My Body Belongs to Me, distributing that. Yeah, Lumos are going to help us with that. It's the educational book for children, teaching them about sexual boundaries and destigmatising their anatomy. On a political level, we got the Home Office, the Ombudsman, the Ministry of Justice, and the head of the Children's Delinquency Unit at the police. So that was great. We got to share some information with them, and they were very receptive to what we had to say, and they agreed with our policies, but it doesn't look like any immediate change is going to happen here, which is sad. There's still a lot of taboo surrounding child sexual abuse, and in fact, as far as the Home Office were concerned, incest with regards to sexual abuse here doesn't happen, technically, because it's never reported. And if it's not reported, if people aren't talking about it, there's nothing that can be done. Nothing's going to change, which is quite sad. It's funny, it's when you come to places like here, and it was similar in Romania as well. It almost seems completely accepted and normal. It's like there people know that it happens, but they just they've not got the resources to deal with it yet. So it's about we've got to start somewhere, you know. Try just more people keep taking action and going to meet with the ministries and raising awareness, you know, eventually. With one big giant collective effort, something could happen. So, yeah. Glad we went. We got the national news, which was great. Matt was on TV yesterday, being translated into Bulgarian. And we also got the biggest print newspaper here, the Standard, so that was great. So it's just been non-stop. And we also had a walk. Everyone at the embassy, all the embassy staff, about 30 people, walked around the town centre following Matt. And then we sat down and had a meeting in this big coffee shop. So we're handing out flyers as we went and raising awareness that way, which is great. So it's been very busy, actually, when I think about it. And somewhere in the middle of all that, me and Gabby found the time to climb up Vitosha, which is the highest mountain on the edge of Sofia. We went hiking up Vitosha for footage, so that was great. That was probably one of the coolest things I've done, actually, when I think about it. We hitchhiked halfway up and then climbed 9.5 kilometres in just under 3 hours, getting footage along the way. So we actually beat the average climbing time as well by half an hour. It's great. It was nice and sunny on the bottom when we started, and by the time we got to the top, it was snowing. And that was cool. It was like a different climate up there. We were so high. And then, of course, by the time we got to the top, the footage was, well, it was a fruitless effort, really, because it was so foggy that you couldn't see very far. But hey, we got some exercise. So yeah, I'm quite wiped out, and I'm just going to go back to lazing around in my pyjamas and watching movies. So you guys enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and I'll chat to you next week. Bye-bye.
So, as you can hear, Mandy Bobsell shouldn't be setting off ahead of us. She'll be going straight to Athens, where hopefully the weather will be a lot nicer for her. She'll be there for about 2 or 3 weeks whilst I make my way through the mountains. And Stigo and I are going to go, well, I don't know, 40, 50 kilometres a day.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the weather, I guess.
Do you know these mountains, like one of them's over 2 kilometres high. Mm. I think I've already walked up most of it. Mm. And yeah, have we got a new look of the week this week, Stigl?
I have one, but I can't tell that on air. I can't do it. So I'll leave the new look to you.
All right, just leave it to the audience's imagination what you're talking about. But yeah. Well, yeah, new look, Stigl.
That's a big new look.
Well, new look. But it's been great. And thank you so much for listening to us this week. Hopefully we'll have some more exciting things to report on the road again. I'm going to be on the road for about 2 or 3 weeks before I get to Athens. But you guys, as always, we just love your support. So
we do.
If there's a number of people wanting to post things to Road to Change, and if you do want to do that, just get in touch by a private message on Facebook. We've sorted out an address in Athens where things can be sent. There was a couple of people asked me, so just give me a shout on Facebook. And other than that,
See you next week.
Yeah, you guys know that the Road to Change is a project organised and supported by Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sexual Abuse, in partnership with the Moira Anderson Foundation. And if you want to support us, check us out on roadtochange.eu. Any final thoughts, Diggle?
Aye. We'll have some final thoughts when we get some sun again.
Yeah, that kind of my head seems to wake you up. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Other than that, see you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Ciao.